All right. We'd like to thank you all for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we see the only thing that you can catch at Rosie on the House is an ear-to-ear smile, a happy heart, and a positive attitude. And we hope we've done something in the last 3 hours to plant those things in your soul, in your heart, on your body, that you are now recharged to stand up to the anxieties and the pressures of the real world for one more week. If you need another little fix, you can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com, where our webpage lives, where we have hundreds and hundreds of free resources for you, the Arizona homeowner. What's our takeaways for today's show?
Well, hey, Romy, what's going on with your headset? I was so distracted.
I know, it snapped and broke. Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of little Lydia Jacoby from the Olympics.
I get to add it to this pile of six other broken headsets that are sitting here in the studio.
Well, I don't know if you had
time
a chance
to bring my own, I think.
Yeah, right? The gymnastics, Lydia, she was in
swimmer
in the Olympics, jumped into the water and her goggles came down around her mouth. And she swam her entire event with her goggles on her mouth. So that's kind of what you remind me of this morning.
Already hard enough to breathe in the water.
I know, but that's what they were
that.
Saying. How do you breathe through your goggles? But
how'd she do
heart.
In the race?
Well, it was a new event. It's four people, two men, two women. So it was a little different. Huh. So it was hard to kind of tell. But they didn't place.
Yeah, the U.S. didn't do
job.
Very well, but she did great. I
mean, she did great.
She didn't miss a beat.
She just ad-libbed the whole thing. The U.S. was out of the race when she got in the water.
Yeah.
You know, and wasn't her fault at all, but that was pretty amazing. You know?
Yeah, but it was funny to watch with the eye goggles down over your nose, covering your mouth.
She gets back home to Seward, Alaska, she's a hero.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She did great. The Olympics have been fun to watch. They're a little politicized and a little overcharged, but just like everything else in the world, you just have to learn to digest it and don't let it beat you up.
No, you watch it on mute.
You can watch it on mute.
Oh, there you go. Just watch it. I hate to short the kids who spent so much time, you know, all the athletes, who men and women who put all their effort into this. And, you know, it's just fun to watch what you can do. And for the kids to see what it takes to get something done like that.
After the viewing last night, Jennifer and I didn't quite have enough, so we YouTubed Olympic moments, and we landed on a YouTube channel that were great Olympic gymnastic moments over the years, with Chris Schenkel announcing, and it was who were some of the Corbett, Olga, it was fantastic watching all those amazing feats of physical.
And the men on is it the horizontal vault thing? What is that?
Well, you're talking
pommel horse, and you got the rings.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my gosh, just fantastic. But it was funny to watch the evolution of it all. In the beginning, the women that were doing the parallel bars, there wasn't really a muscle showing. You know, they had these little. It was just funny to see where it's come.
Well, my takeaways for today's show are the value of water in Arizona, and what we can all do in a little way at our own house to cut down our consumption and to explore the options of rain harvesting. And we talked a little bit about the millions and millions of gallons that didn't get harvested because we haven't been properly thinking about this. Not significant big changes we all have to make, but all little things we need to be thinking about.
It's always been like, well, it costs too much money because the, you know, what water you're collecting, the infrastructure for that, you never get a return on your investment. Well, I think we're probably going to see a change in that because I think if the water shortages continue, the price of water is going to go up, and all of a sudden that's going to become real affordable, so you could even get ahead of that and be proactive. And, you know, that proactive approach may prevent the need for any shortages down the road if we were better stewards of the water we have.
And it'll make
it's going to be a quality of life investment.
It'll make water availability for all the Californians that are moving in. I like your idea.
Yeah,
I like
that was your the idea. One thing we missed in the 60s.
They should move here with transporting their California water allocation with them. They should come with that.
There was a lot of foresight, but I don't think, you know, no one could have predicted the outflow of California that we would have ended up with here. next Saturday. It starts a brand new month. It's August, and it'll be, I know we've talked a lot about water today, but it is Water Resource Month. We've got a lot of great guests, Arizona Department of Resources, the Water Use It Wisely. They've got a brand new looking campaign they're rolling out with, and all the different elements and aspects that water, and this will be in our 9 o'clock hour on the House Hour, and all the things you can do around your home, castle, or cabin to become better stewards of our valuable water resources. And that calendar, if you're not already on the mailing list, you can just let us know where, and we'll send that to you when the calendar is available here next month. If you're already on the mailing list, don't worry. Unless you ask to be removed, we haven't taken you off, so you'll get your home maintenance calendar here within the next couple months. Until then, R-O-S-I-E, RosieOnTheHouse.com. If you have any questions during the week or you're looking for a service provider to get projects done around your home, castle, or cabin.